try to share them up.
Rompers, that's it.
But it's the romp him.
Romp him, oh my god.
What if we're missing out and they're super fucking comfortable?
It looks like when you sit down, all your shit would just be shoved up
it
in there.
It looks like it has to be custom made for you, because if you're okay, like okay, let's say I'm a shorter guy, so if I get one that's too long, I'm gonna have a bunch of like baggy crotch area.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a taller guy. If you get one that's too small, you're gonna be cutting your, you'll be dividing and conquering, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of these images. And yeah, I mean, they're like short shorts for sure.
It's like a short sleeved button down with attached to short shorts.
Yeah. What the fuck?
It's like you could be a man baby.
They do look, this is ridiculous. This is just too much.
Dude, with the, between Zima coming back and the romp him, have we lost control of society? Are we officially the old people, the old men now? Like, I feel like I am so out of touch with society now. The fact that grown men... GQ has an article on the romp him. The fact that that is a thing is...
That's funny.
I've officially crossed over into not... Like, I think I made it till about... I made it till about 36, man, thinking that I was still up on new shit. But I've officially become... The old man now. I'm officially get off my lawn with your romp him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel you on that. I'm just looking at these pictures like, holy shit. I don't know. I can't talk. I've already been drinking. I'm having a hard time telling whether these guys are just male models or they're like just gay dudes. Because I feel like this is a trend that maybe gay guys kind of started first, because it's super fashion forward, but it's like, I mean, nothing's wrong with that, but you know what I'm saying? To me, it looks very feminine.
Well, we're almost at we're at a point now in men's fashion where there's a very fine line between being really hip on fashion and then being in like a gay fashion. Like, everybody knows that, you know, our gay friends are always like, your gay buddies are the best, look the best all the time. They're always up on fashion.
Yeah.
But we've the average guy right now, especially with the hipster culture.
So this is an average guy thing that's going on?
What I'm saying though is that we're getting the average guy is now catching up to fashion to where the gay culture is.
Gotcha.
Like to the point where now the average guy, and there's not, like you said, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a gentleman wanting to look his best. No matter what you're into, look, you know, I'm a big fan of that. I've been complaining forever that I can't stand people that go to the store in their pajamas or like wear, like,
right. Walmart folks.
Yeah. Or people in the airport that, like, you used to, 50 years ago, you had to dress up to go to the airport.
Right.
Now you're in your pajamas.
Or like these college girls, I mean, you know, that go to school, you know. Go to their classes, like just fucking PJs and sweatshirts.
I know most of the men.
Like a triple bun, like,
dude, I know most of the men in the world are gonna
good on them for being comfortable, I guess. But still,
hey, man, but I know a lot of men are gonna hate this comment, but even like, I am not a big fan of the yoga pants or the workout gear either.
Oh, that's
like,
crazy! I love me some yoga pants.
I feel like
I mean, not me personally wearing them. But you don't want to see that.
I knew by the fact that you were wearing your yoga pants tonight.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if only the listeners knew that I was wearing a romp him and you were wearing yoga pants straight up.
That's what you got to do, Tony. If you want the yoga pants to go out of style, you as a man have to start wearing them. And then it'll be disgusting.
I feel like some.
And then.
Everybody's like, I know men like the yoga pants because they think it, it's form fitting and it shows more. But. Sometimes it shows too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, like with the romp him or whatever it's called. I mean, I just totally want to put a girl in that thing and just the romper. I mean, it's cute on a girl. It's a cute little outfit, you know, like whatever. But
what if you're...
On dudes, though.
Oh, I think what I was trying to say with the... I think it is... It's either a... see, I don't even want to... Like, your first reaction is to blame it on gay culture or say this is a gay... Like, those guys are... That's just something that they'd be into. But it's, I think, even even I bet if we asked our gay friends, even they would be like, "That's fucking stupid." I think it's so.
I think whenever I see it, like a trend in men's fashion that's like super feminine or fashion forward, yeah. I'm thinking, okay, you know, like I've been in San Francisco, those dudes dress to the nines. You know what I mean?
Like, well, there's a difference between that and like something that's goofy ends up being fashionable again. Like remember a couple of summers ago, people started wearing the 90s colors again, like the bright colors the 80s and 90s colors and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then
girls started wearing mom jeans again for some
reason. And it kind of became like a joke trend, like wearing like Hawaiian shirts and wearing like everybody got really summery all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And now designer companies are back into making Hawaiian shirt. Like a Hawaiian shirt now costs you like $80 at a designer store. Like they're making Hawaiian shirts again. Mm-hmm. Like, but now they're like slim fit and form. Like, fashion does come back around with little tweaks. Mm-hmm. But it is funny that. So what if we're making fun of this romp him now, and then next summer we're both sitting here wearing romp hims, just fucking
with balls hanging out of the bottom.
We get what if we get Share Your Buzz romp hims? With the
what
logo
do you do
on
with
the back.
A boner and a rompam, though. I mean, I could just see, because some of those dudes are wearing some short ones. I can see, like, some pokage coming out, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, there's some pretty short shorts, too.
I
mean,
I got some short ones, but, you know, whatever. Fucking rompam.
I was trying to think of what you would call that, a rompam with a boner. Well, you got to have a little, Have you ever worn a pair of boxer briefs or trunks that don't have the hole, like the fly?
Sure.
And they give you that little extra pouch in the front?
Oh, yeah. Like more of the sporty kind of
box. Yeah, you just have to have like a rompum pouch, a boner pouch. You have a little boner pouch in your rompum.
That's it. Yeah. Share Your Buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, welcome to Share Your Buzz, episode 80. I am Tony. Chris is here.
Damn, it's already 80. What's up, folks?
I just got really loud there all of a sudden. Sorry, I got excited.
This dude's choking up because he's so excited.
I am
he's
so
not
excited.
Sick anymore.
I'm so excited that I got. Yes, I've been sick for 7 days. Man, I think it was my body just telling me after my friends coming to visit, and then after last week's show, me and you went ham for the rest of that night.
Dude,
I think I was drunk 3 times in one night.
I got more drunk last Friday than I did. When your friends were in right.
Dude, we drank on the show and then went to meet our other friends at a restaurant. And then after
what
that,
restaurant?
We went to Gordon's. Remember we met Corey and them at Gordon's.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then after that, we decided to go out to another bar, the late night bar. We went down to billiards.
We did.
And
I
came back and passed out about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it wasn't that late.
And then it was about 3 when we got back.
No,
because
I went to Santa's.
You went to Santa's.
And we left there at about 3, so.
Okay, well, nah, we must, dude, I know we didn't get back before 2 in the morning, because I remember laying down.
Because we tied it on. I bought a shot for me, you, and that beautiful blonde girl. I won't mention her name. She works.
We can mention her name. She's been on the podcast before. Talking about the other girl? Oh, I don't know. There's so many girls we can't keep track.
Different girl.
Yeah, I heard that you went back out afterwards, and I was like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I was in bed till 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, and that never happens to me. I never do that. So, it had to be. I don't know
how I did it. I power drank last Friday.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know what you guys. It had to be later than you guys had to be out later than 3 because it had to be at least. I remember coming home. And seeing 3 o'clock on my alarm clock, so I might have been home for a while already, and then finally went to bed at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
But I know I was awake at 3 o'clock and in my bed. And so if you guys were still, I don't know how you guys went back out.
I'm pretty sure we closed it out. I don't know. I mean, just power through it, dude. You know.
You have that unstoppable motor, man.
You
but
got
I can't do
touch.
It. I could do it once, and then that's it.
Well, I mean, I mean, Saturday and Sunday, I didn't go out. I just chilled around the apartments and played cornhole and drank a few beers. But you know what I mean? It definitely took it out of me, for sure. Yeah. So,
dude, here we are, episode 80.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're in a pod rut.
Yeah.
Man.
I could see that, maybe.
We haven't had any... We're kind of holding tight at our listenership. Mm-hmm. We haven't gone down. But we've kind of plateaued a little bit. And I was talking to a guy that I met today that has a podcast, another local Nashville podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's more of a genre thing.
Sure.
It's like one of those true crime podcasts.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
And it's, you know, they take time to write it out. It's scripted. They do stuff. But I asked him if he wanted to do some cross promotion.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, no, sure. What's your listenership looking like? I was like, oh, we get about 300 people a week.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, oh, that's cool. It's cool. He's like, we get about 20,000 downloads per show.
Holy shit. Get on those boys.
And, dude, it's time for us to up our game a little bit, dude. I know we do this show for fun, but
how about you get 300?
Oh. It's been like 2 years, and
has it?
Yeah, and I think part of me is, because I'm in a new position at work, and I'm gonna when it's all said and done, I'm gonna be a little better off. I sure. don't want that to. Like, contentment is the disease of passion. Like, when you start getting content and you start not needing to do anything else, you mm-hmm. start not, your passion kind of goes to the wayside. And this past week, being sick mm-hmm. for this past week, I saw it. I saw it in myself that I have that ability to, like, I laid on the couch for 7 days in a row and watched Netflix and ate burgers and did nothing but lay on the couch. And wake up and go to work and come home and lay back on the couch again. And that was, and I can see that, holy shit, like, I could fall into this rut if I don't fucking, I need to start, I'm so excited to get back to doing the podcast and reading and writing and getting back, this weekend I need to get out of the house because I'm tired of seeing this freaking four walls in my apartment. And then I need to get some writing done. I haven't written in my book in weeks. Haven't journaled in a while. Book that I'm in the middle of right now reading. I haven't read pages in weeks.
So you just couch potatoed?
I did. I couch potatoed for 6 days in a row.
Kind of felt good a little bit, right? At first,
it did feel good, but I can see myself I didn't exercise. I didn't work out for 6 days in a row, and
after a while, you're just like.
After a while, it's like this isn't me. Like I kind of. This isn't working. So, I feel like it's time to take the podcast to the next level, man. And I think a part of that is transferring to an actual, that's how professional we are. Maybe if we were a little bit more professional and I turned my phone off in the middle of the show, I think it's time that we upgrade to an actual podcasting service. Mm-hmm. It's not that much more a month. And so I just have to find somebody that knows a little bit more about transferring RSS feeds and stuff like that, so we can move everything from our current provider to like a Libsyn or one of those podcasts, like I was telling you about before, one of those podcast networks. I think that's the first step. And then we talked earlier about being more active on social media, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of my fault too. I've been sick for the 7 days,
and I'm just fucking lazy.
So we haven't done anything to really. What are we going to, last Friday, what were we going to, broadcast what we did last Friday. I don't want any of that, Brian. But now it's summertime. We can be more active on that stuff. And, and it's time to start getting out. A lot of businesses, local businesses have been following us on Twitter and stuff. And, I've been doing a poor job of reaching back out because I've been so distracted with my work position, my day job, and being sick and all that stuff. So it's time to I think I'm gonna start hitting it hard on the podcast again and getting back into it because I feel like we've just been kind of gliding on our, like, we had a really high month last month, and instead of keeping it climbing, we just kind of were like laid back on it, on the accolades.
Little vacation.
Yeah. I mean, but hey, it was fucking summertime, so I mean, we had a lot of good shows there with Ben Donovan and all those guys, you know. So
yeah,
and but we need to get back on the brewery scene again
for sure,
and do some more of that stuff and local businesses. And
we need to get back on the bands too, man.
Back on the bands, man. We need to.
We got one coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we got a really good band that I met up soon, and that's a big part of it is getting out there. I haven't been doing very much. I haven't been getting out on the town.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I think I need to start
a couple shows recently, but nothing, you know. I need to get out and mingle more. And now that I've started playing music again, I definitely need to
get
out and mingle more.
Well, now that you started playing music, we need to have you and Corey on the show.
Sure. Yeah, let us get... I mean, we've got... I think I just started playing. It was like maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago maybe. And we've got like nine or 10 songs built up. So pretty fast, yeah.
You know, I've always...
Some bangers,
taken
too.
Taken a hard stance... Not a hard stance. I've always felt awkward about plugging our own shit on our own show. But you brought up a good, you know, you brought up the other weekend, and I've kind of been thinking about it too. Maybe I don't want to use the show as a platform to plug our other gigs, sure. But we do both do other stuff, and why not? We have a show where we could promote our stuff.
Yeah, whenever you drop that book, I'm gonna be the one asking all the questions. You're gonna be the guest,
and I just need maybe you and Corey to cut one of my songs that I wrote.
There we go. There you go.
And then we can make it a joint effort.
Just start a side band, man.
Yeah. I need to get one of our other prior guests, Stephanie Atlington, who teaches vocals, to come give me some vocal lessons.
Yeah.
And then I can actually sing. I've gotten to the point now where I've realized that no one, like, I like a very specific genre of music. So if I want it to get out there, I need to do it myself. Mm-hmm. Or find somebody who's into it like me. That's why I'm excited about this band that we have coming up, because they kind of sing that kind of music. So, but I'm excited to hear some of the stuff that you guys are working on, because I've been hanging out with you guys a lot, and I've heard a lot of talk about it, and I heard a little behind the scenes when I was hanging out at practice with you that one night, just when you guys were doing acoustic stuff. I heard a little bit, but it was like unfinished stuff.
We finished that one, yeah.
Did it? So I'm excited to hear some finished products.
I was excited about that. That was actually the first time I've actually contributed as far as, actual chords, you know, progressions and guitar and stuff. So it was interesting. I don't play guitar much as I used to.
I was going to say, I've heard you play guitar, but it's funny for the three years I've known you. Mm-hmm. The only time I've never heard you play an actual kit. Like the only time I've actually heard you play was when we did the party out here, and you played like a snare and a hi-hat.
I actually fucked that once too.
But I've never actually heard you get... I've heard you track stuff, like on your songs that you've shown me that where you played on, but I've never seen you live playing.
Oh, dude. You're for a treat.
I'm definitely gonna...
I get all gonzo on that bitch. No, Animal. That's it. From the Animal. Muppets. Animal, yeah.
Oh, go do both, man.
I go gonzo.
Gonzo and Animal. Oh, man.
So what's the news, man?
Well, let me see. We covered rompums. We covered... Oh, dude, so we have... I didn't know that my body can produce as much mucus and snot as I did this week. I know it's gross. I'm not going to go into that. But I will. But I only say that as a preface to this. We have these soft, like, cloth rags we use at work. Mm-hmm. And they're disposable stuff. We get boxes and boxes of them, you know. And
like those blue ones?
No, they're like white cotton rags. Okay. Like almost like T-shirt material.
But it's scraps.
Scraps. Like, yeah, just scraps. And we get just boxes and boxes of them. They're, you know, throwaway stuff. We go through hundreds a day.
Yeah.
And now, I'm not one for... wasting materials, especially since I'm now in charge of that in my department, so I kind of want to keep an eye on things. But I was, after using paper tissues, my nose got so raw that I started using these scrap rags.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, I know why people used to use handkerchiefs, man. It's so much better on your face to use a cotton cloth.
Because every time you use paper towel, it dries it out. Like,
dude,
where's your shit out, dude? I know.
I almost, like, now, again, these were disposables. If I had to carry it in my pocket all day, that'd be fucking disgusting.
That's gross. That's the one thing about handkerchiefs that I just can't get down with. Yeah. Like, I remember I was growing up, dude. I'd see these old dudes, old-timers, just laying some snot in that fucking thing. And they fold that bitch right back up and put it in that pocket. I'm just like, then they open it up or use it again, like, move it around. It's like,
and you're going to say, like, oh, but you're going to wash it. But yeah, with what? With your other clothes? Woo. So, like,
I'm just not a mucus person. You know this about me.
I know this. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
I can watch a person puke all day and laugh at them, but no, boom, and I don't get the gag reflex. But when it comes to mucus, blah, 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 blah. Can't do it, man. Even my own mucus freaks me out. You know, like,
yeah.
But sometimes I get sick. I'm like, where the fuck is all this shit coming
from?
Dude,
I'm telling you,
it's like it must like your, I guess your brain or whatever your nice nut. Your cavity up there behind your eyeballs.
Your sinuses.
Like sinuses.
Your brain's leaking mucus.
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, that's just up in there by your brain, you know? So it's like, it's just crazy. Like,
you know what's funny with me, man, is I have a deviated.
Like the rate of production of this shit. It's retarded.
The rate of production on you.
Really? Yeah.
Like, I have a deviated septum, so I only drain from one side of my nose.
Ah.
So all of, I think that's why it seems like it's so much, because all my sinuses are draining out of one side.
Yeah.
Like at night, if I want to breathe, I have to like switch my head around to like so it all drains to one side. But it's a, I think my nose got broken playing basketball one time, and I probably should have went to the hospital. But I remember the exact time it happened too. Like I came inside, and my mom was like, "Just lay on the couch and go to take a nap. You'll be fine when you wake up."
Yeah, I got hit in the nose with a baseball once. My aunt was throwing it to me and hit me right in the nose, and I always wondered. Because my nose is crooked now. Like, if you look closely enough, it leans to one direction a little bit. And I can't remember what side it is. But I always wonder, like, is that what happened? Because I could have sworn I broke my fucking nose and my dad didn't take me. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I swear.
I remember it put me out for, like, a hot minute. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
My shit was bleeding.
I got an elbow to the face playing basketball. And I think that's what did it. I did catch a couple of baseballs to the eye when I was playing Little League. I tried to for Longmire's at the door looking with his Longmire. Look at that Meyer, all long and sweet. Now he's making finger puffs. This is good pod. This is why we have 300
downloads. I'm sitting here doing sign language right. Too. Anyways.
Oh man. So well now I guess you said it might not go down now, but I was going to bring this up earlier because I was laughing at the fact that you were planning a trip for maybe later on in the fall, in the summer, end of summer, early fall.
Yes.
And what it was notwithstanding, I was making fun of you for the fact that you were taking on another venture because I remember how kind of discombobulated you were after the camping trip.
Yes.
About trying to get everybody together, and then once we finally got there, people backing out, people not knowing if they were coming.
Well, that's the thing about this Florida trip. I wasn't the leader on this one. It was actually Kellen. So
well, you, I remember. Well, one, I saw you put. You were just trying to recruit.
Yes.
Because I saw you put a post out about who wants to go on a beach trip, and I was like, really? Are you doing it again?
No. Because it was frustrating for sure. I'm like, this is why I don't do this.
I remember getting to the campground and. And you having a little mini breakdown.
Was it a breakdown per se? What was it that set it off? I can't remember. It was like
no, we've all been. Hey,
no, it's because they were like people. Oh, people kept canceling and
people
then
kept canceling.
They were running late.
When we finally got there and got the tents up,
and they got lost.
You were
and they.
Well, I'm talking about the first night when me and you were there.
Yes.
When we finally got there and got the tents up, you were already upset at your roommate at the time. So
for what I can't remember.
I don't remember what it was, but I'm not gonna bust anybody out. I forget what it was, but I remember you were pissed, and then we got there. And you were just like you went to go take some beers out, and I'm not trying to bust you out or anything. It's just funny. But I remember you going, you couldn't find your beer in the cooler, and it's like all the rage from the day came out on that one beer, and it was like you ripped the beer out so hard that the whole six pack just like flung apart.
Yes, I remember that. Give me this goddamn beer.
And then when I saw you recruiting people for the beach trip, I was like, we're gonna do this again. Is that
No more.
If I learned one thing we learned from beach trips in the past was don't get a styrofoam cooler because some drunk motherfucker will fall in there and splatter your shit.
But no, I mean, the thing about planning trips is weird, man. Truth be told, you know, everyone kind of bailed on this Florida trip too, so I decided I'm just going to take a little mini trip to myself.
There you go,
somewhere.
Man.
I'm not sure where yet. Maybe I'll do a solo beach
trip.
You
got any ideas?
Maybe I can find me a golden tan Sheila to take down there. I don't know. We'll see. It's still early.
I definitely want to do another beach trip, man. I want to do another Gulf Coast trip. I kind of want to go back to Destin because I liked it so much. But I also want to maybe go somewhere I haven't gone before. Maybe, like, I really want to check out Perdido Key and, like, some of those other Gulf Coast places. And I have never, I've actually never been to Panama City. So, really? Which Panama City. Which is pretty close to Destin. I guess you can do it. I mean, if you stayed in, I guess you can stay in Destin and do a day trip to Panama City if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the difference. Okay, Panama City's a little more... Is cheeky the right word? What's the word?
Is it touristy? Cheesy?
Sort of. I mean, I don't know. Destin's a little touristy, but it's a little nicer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Okay. Panama City's not as nice.
It's a little bit...
But they have more of like a nightclub. Like, that's where the college kids go.
Okay,
there,
so it's more of a spring break town.
It is, for sure.
Because Destin is super pretty. And,
yeah.
And the... like, you know, we've both been there, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a trip down there, man.
I love Destin. It's my favorite on the Gold Coast. But I was going to say, Panama City has a lot more of those, like, water park / go-kart kind of places.
Okay, because I know they have a...
Full of that kind of stuff.
I know they have a Tootsie's and stuff down there, because when a lot of people that work on Broadway will go down there and play in Panama City for the weekends or stuff like that for, like, a week at a time. So I kind of... I don't know, man. There's lots of places that I've heard tell of that I kind of feel like I should do just because I'm so close to them. Mm-hmm. But I have to prioritize because I want to do Destin again. But I feel like because I've already been there, I should do somewhere new.
Yeah.
But if Panama's kind of like
it's worth a visit. I mean, because especially if you're gonna, I mean, you'll yeah.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Checking out. They got to go to Club La Vila.
Sure. There was a Club La Vila in Orlando.
I'm pretty sure it's still down there. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows?
But if we're talking 7 hours to Panama City, then I think I'd rather take the extra 2 hours and go to New Orleans.
Yeah, you could do that. I've never been to New Orleans.
I've never been there either. Yeah. I really want to do that. But I don't want to do that for a long weekend. I want to do that for an actual vacation. I want to spend like
a lot of history there too.
Yeah, so I want to do more than just party. I want to go sightseeing and stuff and do like some real shit.
Bourbon Street, I mean, obviously everybody just says it smells like piss and it's kind of gross, but it's still be fun to do it a couple nights.
And so does Broadway.
Sure.
In Nashville. So does Beale Street in Memphis.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool to go to New Orleans, check out, like, it'd be fun to go during, say, maybe not necessarily, like, Jazz Fest, but definitely go and check out some good music and eat that amazing cuisine.
I feel like, now, again, I've never been there, but I know people from there, and I've read a little bit about it. I feel like New Orleans is one of those towns like Nashville where there's always a fest going on of some sort. Mm-hmm. So anytime you go in the busy season, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to go when... Like, imagine the people that came to Nashville during CMA Fest just for vacation and didn't know it was CMA Fest and kind of got, well, like... We're like, oh, like, they didn't... You get... It's cool to be here during a festival.
Yeah.
But you don't get to experience just the normal... You know, you don't get the full experience because now there's so much other stuff going on.
Sure.
Like, I kind of don't like going places in the busiest time of the year. Like, I want to kind of... Like when me and Brandon are going to Jamaica, we're going in the fall, mostly because it's cheaper, but also it's still going to be plenty warm and beautiful out there. It's rainy season, sure, but it's the Caribbean. It's like it's usually sunny in the mornings and rainy in the afternoon. But there'll be so much like less stuff. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean, man. Well, it's crazy. I mean, even. When it's not during a festival in Nashville, you go down on a Tuesday and it's still packed, though. You know, it's crazy.
Oh, you can go downtown during the day on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And the bars are open, music playing, and, you know, they might not all be packed, but, like, they might only have the bottom level open, but, yeah.
But it's quite a few people in there.
But if you, if you go down on a Saturday, Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday.
During the day or at night.
They still have all... Like, the rooftop's open. Everything's open, dude. Me and...
Daytime in downtown Nashville on Saturday and Sundays is busy.
It's fun too, because you know me, I love a daytime party. Yeah. So, I like going down there, especially rooftop type stuff. Mm-hmm. And not even like, okay, I know we talked about this a little bit last week, I think, but I am a fan of rooftop bars. But I'm also a fan of the original honky-tonks that they're attached to. And I feel like sometimes people neglect the original bar downstairs to go up to the rooftop.
Yeah, but you know what? In defense, I'll say that our original honky-tonks that we love so much, and me personally, going there and watching them when there was like 10 people at Layla's on a Friday night, you know what I mean? Mm. And now it's ridiculous. So it's like, at the same time, now it's like we go in our favorite honky-tonks, and you cannot even fucking walk in the place.
That's true, yeah.
So, like, I'm glad they have more room to stretch out a little bit, but...
You're right.
Like, those main floors, I mean, you can't even... It's, you know, you almost have to get there early to get a place to stand, much less
you're exactly right, because we went to the stage during CMA Fest, and we're actually had room to move, and I definitely attribute that... Well, even the first time I ever came to Nashville was... during CMA Fest for a vacation, before I even thought about moving here. I was married at the time. Like, me and my wife came here on a vacation. And then I moved here. Or, I don't know. We came here on vacation. It was that year that we got divorced. And then, maybe Nashville has something to do with it, maybe. I don't know. But I came back here for CMA Fest on my vacation for the next 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I finally moved here.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, so I've been coming to CMA Fest for like 8 or 9 years. So, and I remember when I first started coming here, you couldn't walk on Broadway. It was shoulder to shoulder, like you were in the club.
Yeah.
And then progressively, as more bars started adding more and more floors, mm-hmm. It got a little bit. But it's funny because I hear the number on the news. They say that we're getting more and more people come every year. But it doesn't seem like that, and that's because there's so much more stuff to do downtown. I think there's pieces building up, and
there's. I mean, now you can go to the north side, east side, south side, and west side, or downtown. There's like five different. Popular areas.
The tourist actually spills over into the local neighborhoods now, mm-hmm. because now places like Midtown and 12 South are becoming so popular that they're now actually tourist destinations.
Yeah, it's crazy. You have to say, oh, speaking of like rooftop bars, I love me some patios too. So, guess who's getting a patio? Hmm. Cilantro's building a patio.
No shit.
Yes, they're doing the construction right now, dude. Because I remember I was in there, I was like, man, this place is great. They have great food, great drinks. I was like, man, too bad they don't have a patio. Well, guess what?
Damn it, man. Yeah, dude. There is nothing like some good, and I think this is one of the things that we share. This is one of our bonding things, dude. We love a good Mexican restaurant bar. Yeah. And you think I would learn after the first time to take my phone off the table.
Right.
We love a good Mexican restaurant bar, dude.
Just stop being so fucking popular, Tony. I'm sitting there, no one's texting me. Tony's getting blown up. It's okay.
Oh, actually, side note, speaking of that.
I'm a hermit.
Stephanie called me on like Thursday night, Wednesday or Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
when I was in the height of my sickness.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I happen to be on your side of town, and I'm hungry, and I got like an hour to kill. Do you want to get some food? And I'm on the couch, like, can barely talk. And yeah. I'm like, I'm kicking myself in the ass, like, and I almost thought about it for a second. I was like, can you fake it for like an hour?
Yeah.
But I was like, I would be so miserable. I wouldn't. Sure. So I actually played the sick card. I was like, I'm sick. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, we'll get together soon. But it was like, we're both so busy, and the only time we ever get together, and here she is randomly calling me on a weird ass Wednesday night, and I can't go, and I'm sick. I was like, oh, the gods must be crazy, dude. They're killing
me. Is that like, so suitor number two backed out, and like number.
Right? the curtain closed. It was like, wah, wah, wah. But you know what? I was so sick. This is how I know that I was fucked up this week, because I didn't. It bothered me for like a hot minute,
mm-hmm.
and then once I'm addicted to the show Arrow on Netflix. Once Arrow came back on,
is that a Marvel or DC?
It's a DC comics. Yeah. So I sat down, I laid back on the couch, I pulled my blanket back over me and put Arrow on, and I was like, and then I just forgot all about it. I was like, oh, I'm back.
So you went to work when you were sick, right?
Yeah, I was able to medicine my way through work.
Yeah.
But there was just
no vacation days.
I was only really, really, like, in bed sick over the weekend. I got lucky. I didn't have to take off any time from work. But, and then Monday and Tuesday, I started feeling a little bit better. Not sick, yeah. But just better. And then by Tuesday, I was like, oh, I feel better. And this is where I fucked up. I was like, mm-hmm. I feel better. I'm going to go ahead and work out and see if I can sweat the rest of this out.
Yeah.
Nah. I worked out, and I felt afterwards, my body used up all that energy, and I just fucking crashed. And then I woke up Wednesday morning, and I was sicker than I was over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
So I was able to cold medicine my way through that. Yeah.
Your body tricked you, man.
It did. It
false sense of hope. You're like, this is, yeah.
Story of my life, man.
Man, I got sick last year. So I can't remember. I don't know if it was the flu or what it was, dude. Because I rarely, rarely call out of work, dude.
I remember that.
Yeah. Dude, I lost, do you remember how much weight I lost? I don't remember. I lost, a shit ton of weight. I had absolutely no appetite. I mean, my body hurt. I mean, it hurt to lay down. It hurt to stand up. You know, it hurt to sit down.
Dude, that's a good question. So you lose your appetite when you're sick, or do you get...
I do. I mean, I did this particular time. I was just... I couldn't eat.
I got super hungry really? When I was sick this past week. And I'm thinking that's probably my immune system needed, you know, because I don't eat a lot of carbs. But when I got sick this past week, I was craving all kinds of junk food and carbs and salt. Yeah. And I think my body was just like, and I didn't gain any weight. Dude, I ate like shit for 6 days in a row and mm-hmm. didn't gain any weight. I think my body just needed that energy to fight the whatever it was I was doing.
Because you were living off booze for that, you know.
A week. Dude, seriously. I was pretty... if you can sustain yourself off margaritas, I think I did it for...
It makes you wonder how rock stars do it sometimes. Like the real rock stars back in the day, you know. Like just drinking like we did that weekend all the time, you know. Fuck me. Maybe they'll powerhouse down a big-ass burrito
whatever,
or something.
Well, they also have whatever those... whatever drugs their handler is giving them to counteract the, you know, they're doing straight B12 to the ass, just big old B12 shot.
No doubt. Well, I need to re-up my drink. What time are we looking at?
Let me see. We're at 37.
Okay. Well, I guess we've got through it then.
Yeah, I need another drink too, but we might as well power through for a minute here. Let me see. Oh. Speaking, the last thing I had written down, and I'm not going to keep on talking about me being sick all week, but I learned a valuable lesson. Oh, there's something in there. Grab it. I learned a valuable lesson this week. I like how Chris is he's in reaching distance to my liquor cabinet. He's like,
I pour myself a little rum, darling. Ooh, I don't know how that goes after the vodka.
Grab a shot glass and let me get a little bit of that too, man. That's my favorite. I feel like I need to give a shout out since we're drinking this. I want to get them on the podcast, but they're not from Tennessee. I wish I could do a call-in show. We'll get them a call-in show. This is my all-time favorite rum. It's a local distillery out of Fernandina Beach, Florida. And every time I go visit my daughter, I pick a couple bottles up and bring it back. And I'm not going again until the end of summer, so I'm trying to make this... I'm being stingy with it, but it's a.
I feel bad that I just grabbed.
No, don't feel bad at all. I
looked appetizing the bottle.
No, don't feel bad at all. I'm just joking. Actually, I actually waited. I've had this in my liquor cabinet since, when did I go down there last?
That's a button, by the April, way. I think it was. Burp.
Oh, it's the drop button, mm-hmm. the burp button. But I've had this in my liquor cabinet for a few months, and I was waiting till after my birthday to break it open, and I did. And now it's just been kind of sitting in there. And I was sick all week, so I didn't get to hit it. But I've had – you guys – Chris will tell you before – hopefully – I know you poured some of that in your glass, Chris. But before you mix it with something, take a little bit of it straight.
Damn.
And it's called –
it's just on ice, though.
The company is called Marlin & Barrel. And they're from Fernandina Beach, Florida. And this is Bering Rum. It's the white rum. It's kind of like a...
is this the one I had before? And I was like, it tastes like the ocean.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had this. It really does taste like the ocean. It's insane.
You and Kyle both said it tastes like Florida. It tastes like the beach. And that's not to say it tastes like salty water, but
it does. I'm drinking it. I don't know if it's coconut or something. Maybe
no, it's the plain... plain white rum.
It's got sweetness to it.
I think it's because it's made with that. It's made with that Florida water, and it's got the humidity in there. Mm-hmm. I think every bottle comes with a little bit of humidity in it.
No, seriously, I swear to God, when you drink it, I just had a sip. I mean, it makes you feel like you're on the beach.
It is.
It really does.
My
favorite. It tastes like the ocean to me. Like, I'm almost
gonna,
like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm going to reach out to them via email, and maybe even if, obviously, we don't live in the same state, but maybe we can do a call-in interview where I can, or maybe next time we go down there on vacation, we can, you know, something, because it's a 9-hour drive to Fernandina Beach, where my daughter lives.
What side is that on?
That's on the Atlantic side.
Okay.
But, dude, I'm going down here. Yeah, maybe we can make this work. I'm going to visit my daughter for her 21st birthday in October. Mm-hmm. It's the second week in October.
Yeah.
It's the second week, so you should have your paperwork and stuff done by then.
It's official. I'm going. Let's do it.
Dude, we can ride. I'm going for 4 days, so it won't
be
like.
Let's fly.
I'm driving just for affordability. It's only 9 hours.
Oh.
But, I mean maybe we can fly.
In a while. I've been
maybe we can fly.
We could book like a. Maybe we get luck and get like $250.
We can fly. Okay. Either way, let's say we go down there. Well, if we fly, though, we can't bring any back with us.
Never mind. We're driving.
You got to drive to be able to. So, but maybe we do my daughter's 21st birthday, and then we do an interview with Marley and Barrow at the same time.
Dude, that would be amazing.
And they're super cool. Actually, every time I go in there, I talk to the guys and I tell them how I found out about them through a podcast down in Florida, and now every time I go back there, I stop and get a bottle. And I've been in there 3 times now. Every time I go visit my daughter, and I talk to the guys. They're super cool. They do tastings, and everything that they do is locally from Florida. So everything that they do, like a, you ever have like a limoncello, like the Italian drink with the lemon, like the lemon drink?
Yeah, yeah.
They do an orange cello, like with Florida oranges.
Nice.
Oh, dude.
That sounds amazing.
It's incredible. I kind of forgot where I was going now with this.
No, you know when I drank this, though? You know what it reminds me of? Is when you know how you go to the beach, and you're in and out of the ocean, you're swimming in the ocean, but you've got that fruity drink or that rum drink at your chair, and when you get back, you've still got a little bit of that salt water on your lips, and then you drink your drink, and that's what it tastes like.
That's a good comparison, man. I think they would like that. So shout out to Marlin and Barrel. They also have a badass logo. It's a giant Marlin. Actually, their logo's not on this. Oh, no, it is. It's really tiny, though. But, yeah, I want a hat or something like that. Yeah, something else, man.
That's a good rum.
And you and Kyle have both said that it tastes like the beach. It's got a little bit of humidity, a little bit of beach in every bottle.
Humidity?
You're
fucking Yankee?
Actually, and don't feel bad about drinking it, man. It's that's what I buy it for. So I'm glad that I'm actually glad that I got to share some of my favorite stuff with my buddies.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's good, good.
Yeah.
No, it's funny you said humidity, and I listened to Paul Koharski on the Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone, little sports station or whatever. But anyways, it's always huge. It's huge. It makes a huge difference.
You huge are not the difference. First person to say that. Kyle also makes fun of me for saying huge and human and humidity. I don't hear myself saying it different, so.
It's just funny. It's cool. Whatever.
Is there supposed
humidity?
To be hue?
Like there's an H in it. I mean, do you not pronounce the H? Is it something?
Humidity? Humidity?
So am I not Husek? Am I Husek?
Husek? Husek. Husek. Hue.
Husek?
No. I pronounce your name like it has a W in it, like Husek.
Husek, yeah.
Hugh, but it should be a Hugh.
I don't even know, honestly. Hugh. I've heard it pronounced both ways. I've always wondered.
Hugh. I just can't make
that
sound.
I always said Hugh, but my aunt says Husek. My dad says Hugh. I mean, different people say it differently, so I guess.
Yeah, no, I guess, yeah, Husek. That's what I usually say.
Husek.
Chris Husek.
Yeah. I think it's Husek. I don't know. But it could be Husek. I don't know.
I just don't make that sound. Hugh.
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 Like there's a funny.
Sounds like a car in the Jetsons.
It does like.
No, that's. Wait.
It sounds like.
I can't. What's the Jetsons car?
Oh. I can't do it.
Oh, I used to know. I used to. Like, that's it, dude. That's it. I can't do it.
You gotta get that Doppler effect.
I just can't get my lips bouncing like that. That's it.
That's okay, man. I guess you would think growing up in Florida, I would be able to do this, but I cannot roll my R's. I can't, like, I can do it in the middle of a word, like, I can say, like, if I'm pronouncing a word, I can kind of do it, but I can't just on its own just, like, make this sound, like, the rolling. Because I was singing a song earlier by Deanna Fuentes, it's called, one of my favorite. La Fortuna, it's called, and it's one of my favorite songs. But I was singing it at work, and I was like, and every part of the song where she had the accent part of it that rolled along. Yeah. You know, I know enough Spanish to be able to sing along to a song, but the accent I just don't have down.
So, like, have you ever dated a Spanish woman? I never have.
Not a serious girlfriend.
And I don't even think I've known anyone that's dated a Spanish girl. I was always curious, you know. If they're sassy or
what
kind of girls they are. I mean,
Spanish, you know. Latina.
You grew up around. I'm gonna. Them, so
yeah, yeah, yeah. Latina women in general are pretty ubiquitous where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I haven't dated any as like I never was like boyfriend girlfriend with a Latina girl. I did, you know, spend time with some, and I have a lot of friends who did, obviously. But there was a difference. There's a difference between all kinds of people when it comes to that Latin community. Like, well, Mexicans are going to be different culture, and Puerto Ricans and Cubans. I actually really like, I like Mexican and Cuban women.
Those Cuban women.
I don't disdain, and hey, much love to my Boricua women. So like, I love my Puerto Rican girls too. I'm just saying, you guys can be a little forceful.
Little intense.
Little intense.
Take it down about 2.5, baby.
Take it down just a little.
Don't make me get white trash on you. Don't make me.
But I'm not gonna. But I can't lie.
Raise my voice. Jerry's getting better at cornhole. Hey, but he's not ready for Team Cobra though, so don't worry about it.
He's not ready for Team Cobra, but the son of a bitch has only put one bag at the front of the board, and he actually hold and bag all three on four back toss.
Wow.
Hashtag back toss.
I'm gonna take him down. All right. Why do you
just
do that?
Check in from the. I do like how the outside world kind of checks in once in a while. Like, yeah, when Longmire opens the door, like, we hear the music and everything. It's like
he had a very intense smile and look on his face, didn't he? He looked like he's
been quite intense lately.
Yes.
I guess the Longmire is not a mystery anymore. We know what's happening.
It's official, dude.
It's official. Hashtag it's official. Man, you got anything you want to touch on? Well,
man, my baby girl's getting better. My new dog,
Ridley.
She's getting better. Not as much poop and pee on the floor.
My black shirt is covered with white hair right now because I went to go visit. Yes. I do.
I inherited a year and a half, maybe 2 year old. Baby, because she was never truly trained. She's like a puppy. She's like a 3 month old dog, you know, in a 2 year old dog's body. And she also happens to be about 65-70 pounds, if not more.
We discovered tonight that she's almost as tall as me.
Yes, she was standing up and giving Tony some love on his face, and like, she was
we're almost eye to eye.
It's funny. She's tall and lanky.
She's a good girl though, man.
She's sweet as can be.
She did. What was it the other day? You were out with her at the pool, and she caught like the cat or something. She got you by surprise for a minute. Yeah. I saw you. Oh.
Yeah, Popo was out there. Popo, the friendly cat sheriff.
I think this place.
It's funny how the cats end up running this place sometimes. Like old Forrest, that little dude used to run this fucking place.
Man, you know, isn't it crazy? Like. Okay, maybe we're getting a little too specific for you guys out there in podcast land, but me and Chris are going to just talk for a minute, because isn't it weird how many versions of this neighborhood we've seen go through?
Yeah.
Like, and you were here when you were a kid. Like, I'm just talking about, and we kind of both have unique perspectives.
See, when I was a kid, there were actually kids living here. It was right. Like,
well, there kind of is again now. We're getting back into that a little bit.
Just got one permanent.
Yeah, one permanent, but I mean, there's more kids here in the last, like, they will randomly, and I'm not complaining about it. I love our neighbors, but we never had to worry about watching our mouths or our actions before.
Yeah.
And now we kind of have to, now that, and I'm not saying I dislike it, because it kind of reminds, it makes me sad a little bit, because it reminds me of when I was like, it reminds me of the things that I was not there for my daughter. Because I got, when I was, when my daughter was growing up, when my daughter was a little, and then when she was in elementary school, middle school, and then through high school, I got 3 day at a time glimpses of her life.
Yeah.
But not like her real life, real life.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably one of the, my biggest regrets. But not to get all sad. But when I'm back to the original comment, the like, and you were here as a kid, mm-hmm. and then as an adult, I moved in here before you came back.
Well, I was in my mid-20s too, though. So this is my third time.
Okay, so this is your third time.
I did a stint in my 20s.
And then when I initially moved in here, it was before you came back. Mm-hmm. And out of everybody that, out of our group, besides Jerry, because he's been here forever, besides Jerry, out of our group, I've been here the longest of the new, of recent. Because, and I remember coming here when I used to think how cool it would be if people, if I had the, like the place where, like if I had this kind of neighborhood.
Because
there's like a year or two where I lived here. Where it was, I was lonely, dude. Like,
dude,
I would go out.
The first year I lived here, I didn't even, I saw you walk by my house all the time. Yeah. I never said anything to you.
I remember,
I was like, why is this little guy driving such a big truck?
It was very phallic.
It was funny.
Dude, I walked by Spencer for a while because he lives right by the laundry room.
Yeah.
And I walked by him forever till we started talking. And when me and my buddy Dalton were hanging out, mm-hmm. like, he would come hang out here, and we would write a bunch of songs on the patio. And
well, I remember, because I lived behind you. I remember you used to sing a lot more back then, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was at least.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I was like, man, this guy sucks. Just kidding.
Don't quit your day job. Right. Maybe start a podcast?
Right? Yeah.
But, no, dude, we used to write songs in here. Well, he was the singer of the group, But he was the singer, and we would write songs out here all the time. And we had, dude, I have 2 years worth of great memories here before the group even became a thing, like before we even met. Mm-hmm. Like I have memories of this place, like I have notes in my old journals of like, right, I used to sit on this patio when I was working nights. Mm-hmm. I would work second shift. That's how me and Dalton met, and then we would come out here, and after work we would come back here and write and party, and well, on the weekends we'd hang out, and it was like a party time, so there was like the pool was like really, really big back then. So we every weekend there'd be like a party out there, mm-hmm. and that was really big. And then we kind of went into a slump for a little bit, and then when we all started hanging out was the resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about just even since we all started hanging out, how many versions of it we've gone through.
Well, we like, sort of, what was it, not last summer, but the summer before, we had a bit of a slump towards the end because Judy kicked booze out of the pool, yeah. which kind of put a hurting on things, I think.
Yep.
That was like, it was funny, we had a great first half of the summer, no more booze in the pool, and I noticed it slowed down a little
well,
bit.
Think
of,
well, you just made a great point. That's another era of an ending. Like, we all remember the Judy times,
mm-hmm.
and now we're in the Jessica times, and there's a whole version of people, and we live in a weird neighborhood where there's a lot of turnover, but there's also a lot of staying.
Yeah.
So we have like half the neighborhood has been here for, you know, 6 or 7 years,
yeah.
and half of them turn over every year.
Yeah.
So there's always a constant. It's very much Matthew McConaughey, I get older, they stay the same age type scenario.
Sure, definitely. I'm glad you put it that way. But no, it's funny, speaking of being like creepy.
Where's Kyle?
Right? Now, what the fuck were we talking about just a minute ago when you said, oh, my God, I had a point where I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Kids being around here, you know. We were playing cornhole the other day, and one of our friend's kids was out here visiting, you know, because she doesn't live here, but when she does come, sometimes she brings the kids. So she's out there, a young girl, you know, and I'm sitting there dropping F-bombs when I suck at corn. I'm like, and I look around, I'm like, oh, shit. I have to apologize, but it just made me feel so immature, you know? I'm like, here's this 36-year-old guy out here drinking beers, dropping F-bombs on
Dude,
a fucking Tuesday
do you
night.
Do you remember...
you know, like...
Do you remember being a kid
just, I feel
and
like
thinking...
such an immature idiot.
Remember being a kid and thinking... And I'm actually... I hate when I rip stuff off from other shows I listen to, but this is... This fits perfectly. Somebody else that I listened to talked about this week, but it fits. It dovetails perfectly into what we're talking about, so I don't feel bad about talking about it. But have you ever looked back? Remember when you were little and you look at adults and you think that all adults have their shit together, mm-hmm. and then you realize that you're an adult and you don't have your shit together at all, and you're like, what the fuck?
Or you get older and you realize that your parents didn't have their shit together. You know what I mean? Like, when I look back sometimes.
When you reach
like,
that point, and I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I know you both. I know Dad listens sometimes. Mom, she never listens because I told her this is not a mom-friendly podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening to this episode, but I remember the exact time when I realized both my parents were insane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm now, like, to the point where... Well, and there's a process to this where they say every generation grows 3 IQ points. Just based on the world around you, the ambient technology and stuff like that.
Sure.
But do you remember that point when you realized that you were now... Have you ever reached the point where you surpassed your parents?
Get it out. There
where you were like, when you look back and you were like, oh, I'm now... Like, I'm now not only am I... Now, I'm not saying I still don't learn from my parents. Mm-hmm. Of course. Like, my parents are still together after, you know, after raising me. So, if I... You know, there's lots of things, like, I still look at my mom and dad, and I'm like, holy shit, my dad's 70-something years old and still works out and, like, goes, and, like, my parents are both still active. They have, like, I look at my parents now, and I'm like, there's still stuff that I'm learning from them.
Yeah.
But, that being said, I can also look at my parents and say, oh, I've gotten to the point now where I've surpassed you in...
Certain ways.
Certain ways.
Sure.
Where, as... Like, I can look back and say, like, I can now look at my mom and dad as equals rather than something that I look up, like, am searching for confirmation from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have friends around here. There are people in life that, at our age, still look to mom and dad for, what's what I'm looking for? The word looks like,
help? I don't know.
No, not help, but,
I think you said it earlier.
Permission or like some kind of validation.
Sure.
And I finally reached at 30 something years old, I finally reached the point. And actually, I reached this point like a couple of years ago. Sorry, Mom and Dad. But I reached this when I was about 35. I finally reached the point where I was like, oh, I don't need validation from Mom and Dad anymore. Mm-hmm. I am a grown ass man and I'm now living my own life and have now can criticize them for stuff where it's like, oh, this is not only did I learn what to do, but I've also learned what not to do, which is a valuable lesson. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I never give my parents advice unless they're doing something to harm themselves, because I never always want my dad and my mom just to feel like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I would never give my parents
advice. I love being the almost unconditional understudy in a way, you know, like. Yeah, and I mean, it's funny. I know what you mean because I remember now when my dad talks to me or I talk to my dad, like my dad listens to me when I'm saying something. Like he's very intently listening, and he'll, you know, I've taught my dad stuff about certain things, or you know, that I might be aware of something that he's not aware of, and he'll listen to me and absorb it. You know what I'm saying? But I also love to listen to him talk, you know, and he has things, and sometimes he'll say things that I might not agree with, but I just let him roll with it, you know.
And there's
maybe
not,
I should, but that's just my personality. I just like, okay.
I used the wrong words earlier. Like you're not growing more. Like you're not better or worse than anybody else in life. That you know, but it's just now we're at a point where our elders are now our equals. To us, where we can talk, they're accepting. I don't know. I guess what I was saying was you reach a point. Like I remember the exact point when my dad actually said something to me where he mentioned to me that he values my opinion on stuff, and I was like, shit, I am now like an adult. Like the people that I look up to are now asking my opinion on stuff. It's a And I remember the exact moments when those both happen. Also, my mom is an insane person. Love you, Mom, but you're crazy as hell.
So. You know what's funny is our parents, they're smart in certain ways that we'll never be. Like, my dad can fix a car. He's shade tree mechanic guy. I mean, yeah, I can change oil or brakes or, you know, whatever, change a tire and things like that. But my dad can fix a car. You know what I mean? He can do things. He can weld, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, whereas, you know, I mean, granted, I did grow up in the city. I'm not a country boy per se, but I mean, it's funny. My dad's a shade tree mechanic. I never really picked up on that stuff.
Nice.
I never liked it really, but.
No?
Not per se.
I was always into doing shade tree stuff. I liked it. I like carpenter. But, I mean, you're an engineer. You're a construction engineer, so you kind of are in the same vein.
I can fix a leaking faucet and stuff like that. I'm not an idiot. I'm like, I know how to do this stuff. I'm just talking about cars in general.
Yeah.
Specifically cars.
Just not a car guy.
Not really. I'm not even a car guy as far as like wanting to go fast or anything. I knew it never was really appealing to me. To me, it's just like a way to get from A to B, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's about the destination. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the journey, but the car is not going to affect my journey, you know? It's like,
sure.
I think you turned us off.
That's funny. That's never happened before. We got into such real talk that I forgot to look at the laptop and make sure that we were still recording.
No, it went to sleep.
No, because usually I have to, like, tap it and make sure that we're... I usually keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got into such conversation that the laptop went to sleep.
I think that means it's time to go.
I think that means it's time to go for real. We've actually gone over an hour, which means it only went to sleep recently, so I don't think we lost too much. But on behalf of myself and Chris
and
Longmire's.
Longmire. People playing cornhole in front.
Yeah, I think we're going to go do that. So we'll see you guys. Don't forget, shareyourbuzz.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Leave comments, all that.
And if you send nudes, we'll send nudes back, just saying.
Indeed. If you send tit pics, we'll send dick pics.
Yep.
Enjoy your easy.